We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Biggie says he's out of missions on his video game where he's a SWAT commander.
Los Sueños is safe.
Los Sueños. Well, is it? You're out of missions.
Well, I bought more. I bought what's called the DLC packs. It gave me some new clothes and 6 additional missions.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Would you say, Biggie, that you're getting better? And because when you first started, you kept getting killed in your missions.
I'm getting better at that. These missions were tough, but I handled it.
Mm-hmm.
So now what I'm doing is going back and replaying some of the old missions, trying to get a better score.
Ah.
Like they give you a letter grade. So if I got a C, I'm trying to get an A.
What would you suggest, Biggie, that I tell people who email me who want to play you in Los Sueños?
I don't play online. I'm not that good. Someone will yell at me. I'm not good.
You're cleaning up the streets by yourself. You're out there. That's what
one man army.
You're a lone man. That's right.
He does have his troops.
You're a warrior.
Yeah, it's me and the 4 guys I am in charge of.
What are their names, Biggie?
Well, I have about
Martinez.
There is a Valdez. There's a Martinez.
Of course, there is.
Riggs, Murtaugh.
Yeah,
let's go.
I'll tell you this. Basically, there's about 15 guys I'm over, and I have to choose 4 per mission.
Ah.
But it's my job to keep them. It gives you their like status. Like, are they anxious, stressed? So when we've had a bad mission, everyone comes back stressed. So I have to replace those guys with the guys who are content.
I see.
Lopez is really feeling it today, guys.
Yeah.
He can't go, Chief.
I get messages from the therapist like, hey, this guy. And then when they really are bad off, they just shut them down. And it's right. Like, you know, Officer Martinez is not available for 3 missions.
Right. Is there an option to play the game with the therapy off?
No.
Shut up, Dr. Weinberg. That's enough. I don't need to hear from you.
In fact, the therapist.
Mr. Scientist.
Yeah, please.
The therapist is always in this. You go to a police station, too. And he's always in the briefing room, and I always walk by him, and he's like, we haven't talked in a while.
Get out of here. I'm solving cases in Los Sueños.
Ignore.
I want to see that. You know, I had a home invasion of sorts yesterday. You might be able to solve. I don't know.
My God.
I wasn't sure I was going to bring it up, but this was just yesterday. And my wife, what was she doing outside? Oh, she was out with the dogs. You know, she was out. Mm-hmm. She was trying to get them to piddle and diddle. Mm. By the way, I've started walking the dogs. This is something new. 3 days in a row, I've walked the dogs.
Okay.
And how long?
40 minutes or so.
20 out, 20 back?
Yep, 20 an out and back. And it usually takes, 30 to 40 minutes.
Now, the older dog probably is like, I don't need this. But the younger dog probably helps get some of the energy out.
That's what I'm hoping for, yeah. First day, I just did him.
Are the animals lashed to your waist?
Yes.
Both.
Okay. Yes. I have them both lashed to my waist so that I can keep tabs on all of them. The first 3 minutes is about the younger dog, Franklin, trying to get to the older dog and like bite or play with her. And so I have to keep them apart.
Okay.
Great for my upper body strength.
Sure.
It's great for my triceps.
I'm lats, delts.
Yep. Keeping them apart. And then within 5 minutes, we're just walking. But of course, the younger dog just pull. And the older dog, like you just said, wait back. Question. Okay, before I even get to my home invasion, do you think this is wrong of me to do? When we go, I have a plastic baggie, of course, for when they eliminate. But they almost always poop within the first 5 minutes of the walk, usually at a neighbor's house, 2 or 3 houses down.
Mm-hmm.
So when they do it, I mark it and take a picture of it and a picture of the house so I remember where it is. Because I don't want to carry it for the whole 40-minute duration. And then when we come back, I'm searching for it. And when I find it, that's when I pick it up. On the way back with only 2 minutes left in the walk instead of 40 minutes left in the walk.
So if I may be just for a moment. If someone were to get a hold of your camera roll.
Yeah, they're going to think you got a fetish.
Just piles of dog poo.
And houses. So I can see.
And strangers' homes.
I need to see where it is. I need to see exactly where it is. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The Johnson house.
You are asking for trouble.
Afternoon, Lou.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'll be back.
Go through your phone.
I think you are breaching modern dog walking etiquette. I think that is a breach. I think you have to pick it up when it's still hot. at body temp.
That's the other thing I don't like doing. It's so hot. Oh, I mean, by the time it's 30 minutes later, it's sitting.
No, it's got to be hot and squishy.
I'm really, I
gag when I see people do it.
It's awful. And then sometimes my hair flops down into my face. So when I'm trying to get it back in, I can smell it. It's terrible.
I'm torn on this because I know you will come back and truly
get
it.
I do get it. Yeah.
But the problem is if you're seen by the person's house, they're going to come out and go, which sounds like a lie. No, I'm coming back to get it. Like, yeah. Well, sure. Yeah,
right, exactly.
It's risky.
Be back in 30 minutes. In the meantime, you know, his kids could be out there.
That's right.
He could be mowing the grass.
No, you're right. And one day on the first walk, I did this but didn't take the picture. So I searched around for it on my hands and knees for several minutes. I'm not leaving that herd.
What home is this?
But I got down there. And the dog is like, look at that's when I just had the younger dog. He's like, what are you doing?
And he's real obsessed when I poop. That's weird. I'm asking the other dog, has he always been like this?
No, this is new.
I haven't seen this before. Well, I guess I'm going to start just having to pick it up because I guess you're right.
Do you have one of those little dispensers with multiple bags with two dogs?
Yeah, I do.
And a 40-minute walk. They may go twice.
Yes. So that's another thing.
And then you carry it all the way back home? Or do you discreetly dump?
I carried all the way back home and put it in the mobile toter.
Okay.
You know, but it's just because I don't want to hold it for 40 minutes when I can hold it for 5 minutes.
Do you have to hold it in your hand? You can't attach it to the leash?
No, that's
the poopy bag.
They do not have
the full bag.
They don't have holes to attach it to anything. So I just have to, wrap it up and hold it, you know, and. Generally, since I'm getting it back when I'm done, I can tie a knot in it and just throw it away.
Of course.
When I get home.
Yeah, I've seen that move.
But
so you've got two dogs lashed to your waist.
Yep.
Bag of poop in each hand.
Yep. That's
headband
right.
on.
That's right. Headband.
Maybe you need a headband to keep your hair out of your face.
I have to because yesterday a little breezy and this new shampoo I'm using, I'm not happy with the.
With the body.
The hold. Yeah, the body. And so I'm feeling it flop down in front of my face. And finally, I just had to take the full bag of poop and put it because I got dogs in one arm, you know. Mary Ann, you have an idea. Go ahead.
Hey, Chris. I figured it would take a woman to solve this problem for you.
Yep.
Why don't you just put the poop in the bag right then and there and then sit the bag behind a tree or a bush while you're walking, then pick up the bag on the way home?
That's probably a better idea. You're right, because I have unlimited bags. If a second one goes, or if one goes again, because the leash itself has a little bag thing.
I've seen it. It's a great invention.
It's a good idea, Marianne. Thank you. Maybe that's what I'll do from now on.
But as a man who power walks, I see lots of unattended bags that people say they're going to go back and get.
Do you really?
And don't.
Do
yes.
Really?
Time and time again. Ever since I moved into that neighborhood.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing, that people leave their bag there to come back and get it. Interesting. No, I didn't know that. Maybe I could do that. Now, I would get it.
Marianne's suggestion was to hide it.
Right.
You know, don't put it near the right of way.
Yeah. So then you wouldn't even see it. A power walker wouldn't even see it. It'd be behind a tree or whatever. Jason has an idea as well. Jason, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First time caller, P1 listener. Well,
thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Hey, what I do is I'll pick it up and I'll walk back to the house, duck it in the yard with the bag. That way, when I finish up my walk, I can go back and get it.
Yeah, in your own yard. Because usually we're pretty close to the yard. I mean, usually.
Oh. How far can you throw it? Like a slingshot?
You got it. Yeah, 30, 40 feet. And then if I did what you did, if I couldn't find it on the way back, I'll just act like I'm digging around in somebody's yard trying to find it.
Exactly. I love that. That's my move.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's like a little shot put type, but a little lasso. Yeah. JW, you're talking about what to do here in this case. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just pick it up and carry it, but I've got a buddy that he'll put it in the bag and then tie the bag to the dog's collar and make the dog carry it for the rest of the way.
See what you did? But I'm supposed to.
Oh, man. Thank you, JW. Well, at least the dog's smelling it then. I'm not smelling it. Because when I've got it in my hand, I do. I get a whiff of it, you know.
It's hard not to.
Yeah, that is a pungent. Ooh. All right, here's Biggie. So, yesterday, my wife's out with the dogs. She's giving them driveway time.
You're at home?
I had already done the walk. Now, one or both needed to go out. She goes, I'm going to go out in the driveway and play with them a little. So she goes outside. Well, at that time, she went down to the mailbox. A melted piece of Swiss cheese was inside our mailbox. Okay. Nope. No note, no nothing. Just all that was in there was a melted piece of Swiss cheese, which she brought back into the house. And we threw it away, and I examined it. I said, yep, that's a melty piece of Swiss. She's like, lucky it wasn't 100 degrees out there. It would have been a terrible mess, you know? Okay, so this happens. All right, that's one thing.
Very odd.
Very odd.
Would you chalk it up? Or yeah, you just kinda... I
mean, like a kid prank?
That's what I said. Yeah. I'm chalking it up.
Nothing. Neighborhood kid prank, sure.
Neighborhood kid prank. 30 minutes later, she looks down at the mailbox. She goes, the mailbox door is open again, and I made sure I shut it. I said, oh, Lord.
Okay.
Something's going on. Okay, right. She says, you need to go down there and check that. I said, all right, I'll do it tomorrow.
Did I bring bread?
I said, yeah, what? Yeah, right. So she goes, you need to go down there and check that. And she goes, when you're down there, take the Dawn Power Wash and wash off all the cheese remnants and the bird poop that's on top. So I was like, oh, okay. I see. I'm the crime solver here. Let me go down there.
And it was in You're there. The cleaner.
I'm the cleaner. And it was in there? Piece of American cheese. So now.
Well, now someone's messing with you.
We're assembling a deli.
That's right.
This is psychotic behavior. I mean, who's just leaving cheese like that?
I got Swiss.
What's today? Capicola?
That's right. I don't know. So the whole time I was
Black
cleaning,
Forest Ham?
Yeah. Dude, I was cleaning. I was looking.
Now, to me, it sounds like somebody is just cleaning out their fridge.
Slice by slice.
Using whatever they have, yeah.
Yeah. I may need you, Biggie, as a SWAT.
As a SWAT commander?
Yeah. Yes. I don't know if you can call the authorities on this one.
Well, believe me. When I came back in, I said, we got American cheese out there. My wife, draw the drapes.
Yeah.
We are.
I mean, messing with mail is a federal offense.
Yeah.
This is you are under attack.
Absolutely right. There's a piece of cheddar in there today now. I know something. Mm-hmm. That was wrong. That's twice within a half hour.
I wouldn't call 911, maybe the non-emergency number.
Well, we know how they react. We had a dead body in a car out here for about 3 hours. Nobody ever did that.
I'm running myself this weekend.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
What about all the security systems at your house?
Well, I said.
Did the cameras catch anything?
I said, check the cameras. My wife now has changed the cameras to only come on when there's motion on the front porch. So,
that's like mine, yeah.
So for a while,
it wouldn't catch anything at the street.
It would alert us all the time.
Yeah, it's not supposed to catch like street level stuff because it'd go off constantly. Occasionally, like on mine, if it's a really big truck, mm-hmm. like a van, really big like box truck,
yeah,
it'll pick that up. But they're kind of set to not do that.
We were using. Or whatever, however it was, when we had it on all the time, it was using too much space or whatever it was. Anyway, now she's turned it on to just be motion activated when somebody comes onto the porch. We ratcheted up security after the pine straw incident 3 years ago.
Of course,
yeah.
That had to be done, obviously. But now, I said, we got a picture of the culprit. And she said, we do not. So
she might have changed some settings back.
She might. She might have to now after hearing something like that.